And so I feel like all my experiences led me to this moment. So that, I hope that wasn't too long an answer, but it really is a journey, and I feel as though that I'm honored and privileged to be here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. And you are not originally from Burlington. You married into Burlington.
I did. When you marry a Burlington guy, you don't realize, but you move to Burlington and you're never gonna leave. So it's great. And I'm raising my two daughters here. So
Great.
Burlington's a great place to raise a family.
And you need to tell people who your husband is now, just because you've mentioned him.
So I'm married to Burlington native Tim Boyle, who is the chief judge in Racine County. So he's a circuit court judge. So his it yeah. So it's been really a fun place to be because Tim has the three generations in the ground in Burlington, and I'm the one that's really embraced the community, and I feel as though the community has really embraced me. So
It's great.
and I obviously raising my two daughters here. I think the community is warm and loving and truly a place that when you see all the potential that there is, that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited to be in this position, is I think that Burlington is going to be one of those places that really grows in the future. So I'm excited about that. A lot of cool, new, trendy, like there's a lot of like Burlington is a place of tradition. I mean, you definitely have those like what I laugh at is a it's like Kevin Bacon. There's 7 degrees of the of being, somehow related to the seven families here in Burlington. But even that tradition has led to now their kids and their families and their grandkids are here starting some super cool businesses. There's Low Dailies, which is the Sullivan family who has Low Dailies, and then they're related to the new coffee house. And then you have Bernard Peterson, who is has started the Runaway, which is also a small brewery. So you have these people that are from Burlington or related to Burlington people really starting to do this revival of like of cool places to go, have a beer. You have these new trendy, restaurants that are popping up, but and these little boutique shops like Quotes and Cotton, and then of course then there's the wedding venues. I don't think people realize that there are thousands of people that come to Burlington every year just as part of the wedding venue. So you have the Vets Terrace, you have the Mercantile, you have right outside is the Landing. So that's the other reason I think when they were looking for a new executive director, is taking this advantage of all these visitors that are coming to Burlington and then really giving them an experience. Which, Jenny, leads me to actually the main thing that's happening is we're going through, and it's going to be a it's been kind of teased several times, but we're in the middle of a rebranding process to experience Burlington. We just finished our logo. We just finished all the colors. So you're going to be, we have a new website that's ready to launch. So that's going to be awesome for our visitors to be able to search for experiences that they can have through some really cool, I don't know if they're called widgets or apps or where you can really take, you can go on the website and you can take these different short day trips and they'll lead you through all the different to places that people have gone to, and then you can actually add your own. So that was one of the cool things that's happening. But and I'm talking about visitors and the residents, but really my customer is the chambers are also the businesses. So for me, it's also the back end where we're going to have a very robust membership management system. We're going to be reaching out to not only just the industries that are the leaders in Burlington, but all the new businesses that want to come and check us out. So I think I'm trying to express to you that I feel as though the future of this area is just really unlimited, and I'm really excited to be here to be part of
I can see and hear
it.
your excitement. So that's wonderful because that's what that takes. So maybe first, so you're not from Burlington originally.
No, I'm from Milwaukee.
Okay. Had you heard of Burlington?
So, cute story. When I first met my husband, he said he was from Burlington. I, like many people outside of Burlington at the time, didn't know what he was talking about. And so, but the first time that I came to Burlington was I had no idea that it was such a little gem that was so close to Milwaukee. And yes, it's funny because when I have a little story that I tell people that, you know, when I first met Tim and we fell in love and he's like, you know, I'm practicing law here and this is my hometown. I thought, oh, this is great. We'll live in Franklin or we'll live in like, I, you know, I was always like, oh, I would just, you know, I'm gonna stay next to the urban. And it's funny because we ended up buying our little starting home in Burlington. And I thought, oh, you know, in a couple of years we'll move. And I never did. And I'm so happy I didn't, because actually when you live here, we're only 45 minutes from Milwaukee. We're only an hour from Chicago. And, you know, we're only 45 minutes from Racine, 45 minutes from Kenosha. It's actually a perfect place, like almost like a central location hub right in southeastern Wisconsin, where I feel like we're close to everything. And I should mention, we're only 15 minutes from Lake Geneva. So it's a wonderful place.
It is.
And I do think that that's one of the things that's happening in Burlington, is that we have some really good developments with new housing that's coming in. 500 more families will be moving here because of the housing developments and the new TID. So there's an emphasis in growing our business park. So I think even that way, in this position as the Burlington Chamber, you know, representative, we have established a really close relationship with the city of Burlington, including that just recently we entered into a contract where the city of Burlington has entrusted the chamber with all the hotel tax dollars. So we not only are the chamber, but we are also the leading tourist entity. So so they've really put a lot of the leadership in the city, and then the leadership, and I have to give a lot of credit to the board, the chamber board that's really been proactive about really reimagining what this chamber can be and what services that we can provide to the community. I feel like there's going to be a new era. And I can't just stress enough that I feel honored that they entrusted me with the role that I have to help usher this new exciting time in. So, yeah.
So explain to our listeners what exactly a Chamber of Commerce is. Maybe just kind of walk us through, you know, now you're doing a little bit of, you'll be doing tourism as well, but that's,
yes,
I think a little unique.
It's usually, it is a little unique. And you know, a chamber's sole mission is really to enhance and support and be a resource to the area businesses. So when I look around, and we network really quite a bit with all the different chambers, and I was very fortunate enough to be very close, have a close relationship with RAMAC, which is the Racine area chamber. You know, what I think is the main thrust of a chamber is to make sure that the businesses feel supported, that they're welcomed into the community, that we're resources for either grants or advocate for what they need, or listen to see, you know, maybe there's something like helping with workforce or training. So to me, the chamber kind of has that overarching. And I remind myself that my customer is the businesses. It, here in Burlington, which is a little unique, and I've been so in this role so short, such a short time, that I haven't done a ton of research as to other entities that have been like this. But being entrusted with all the hotel tax dollars and the leading tourism, is that it's like this much more overarching or much more two-pronged entity here in Burlington. So I feel like the other part of my job is to attract not only visitors, but have these visitors come in and go, oh, this is a place that I want to maybe set roots or expand, you know, our reach into areas where that maybe chambers don't you normally venture, like as in like in, into the like more event planning. And we'll talk about events, but so we are going to have it. And this is a chamber, so this is a little bit different because we will be doing, we're really focused on creating events that put Burlington as a place to come visit and stay. Well, so with hotel tax, yeah, go ahead.
It makes a lot of sense, because by bringing people to the community with events and attractions, you're helping the businesses. So that really is serving your constituency of businesses.
Right, exactly. That's 100%.
I just wanted to remind people you are listening to WGTD HD 91.1. This is Community Matters. We're talking to MT Boyle, the new executive director of the Burlington Area Chamber of Commerce. And they are undergoing, in addition to a new executive director, they're also going to launch Experience Burlington with all kinds of great events and opportunities in the coming weeks and months. So tell us a little bit about some of the activities coming up. I know you've got a hot cocoa walk, which sounds like a lot.
It is. So thank you for bringing that up again, that we're rebranding it to Experience Burlington, because one of the really main thrusts is that we want people to come and really experience Burlington. So yes, we have our sweet little hot cocoa walk, which is really a challenge to the area businesses that participate, because it's also a contest. So people come, they get their taster cards, they get to try over 20 places that will do their darndest to create a hot cocoa or cold drink. Last year's winner was cold, and so I guess there was a little controversy, so I have to remember to say hot and cold. But then they vote on what their favorite is, and then whoever wins gets this great little bragging rights for a year. And then a shout out to the Plaza Theater, because they will then, after the Cocoa Watch, which is February 18th from 10 to 1, right after the walk at 1:15, there's going to be a free showing of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory at our Plaza Theater. You'll turn in your taster card, watch my favorite movie of all time. And then, so that's just one little fun event. We're right in the process of doing a couple other super fun events. One is going to be probably the last weekend in April. We're looking at doing a Wisconsin-themed beer, brandy, and bloodies. So we'll have Friday night fish fry, and we're going to have, and I don't want to, I'll just tease it because it's not, it's a new event and we're just getting it started, but I think it's going to be like a 5K the Wisconsin way, which means that it's just really going to be a lazy person walk where you go and you eat and drink and you get swag and have some fun. And then on Sunday, we're doing a Bloody Mary contest where you'll do a little crawl and be able to vote. So yeah, thank God I live in Wisconsin where there's a lot of like food and drinking, and I live in Burlington, which loves to eat and drink, because this is another great fit for me. Then throughout the year though, there's fun, there's wine walks, there's gonna be a 5Ks, there's gonna be the Maxwell Street Days, which is in July, which is always a huge event. And then we do a Spooky City for Halloween, which I don't know if you've heard about the coffin races, but the coffin races have gotten to be a really big draw. And then at the end, we are going to be doing our 12 days of Burlington Christmas. So we'll have also a fun, we're going to do a fun run, like a stuff the sleigh run. And then we're going to do our great Burlington parade. And so we'll have 12 days of Small Business Saturday, things like that. So, and I don't even think I've touched the surface for all the attractions that we have in Burlington, but, the other thing I'd like to just mention too is I really am looking forward to even partnering with area communities, because for me, I don't think that it's just Burlington and then you just, you know, I think that Southeastern Wisconsin as a whole is a great place to come visit. So, I mean, we have Burlington, we have Waterford, Union Grove, you know, if people want to go over to Lake Geneva, obviously that's a great draw. And then, you know, I have deep ties in Racine, so I'm always happy to like send people over to the downtown Racine and Kenosha, you know, because who doesn't love Kenosha?
Absolutely. Right. Well, you said the Experience Burlington effort is going to be launched. Is it fairly soon? Can you give out the website yet, or is it still under construction?
So the website, a lot of the preliminary work was done before I even got on board, because one of the last pieces that was to bring on a new executive director. So I've been with I just started with this position on January 9th, but we are ready. We have a great rebranding. We have all the pieces into place. So right now, Burlington Chamber.org is our website. Very soon we'll be launching this Experience Burlington.org. Experience Burlington WI.org. And that, I mean, even if so soon when you put in either address, it's going to go to our new website. And our new website is literally, it looks amazing. Well, you know, anyone's gone through a rebranding or you know, when you go from one old website to the new website, it just looks amazing. I mean, we have, like I said, we have our calendar will be updated. We're going to have a lot of resources for businesses on there. And then we'll have our, like I said, it's called Sherpa. That's the experience where you're going to be able to follow people's little day trips. You'll be able to request information. And it's really robust on the other side for our businesses. So, and our membership. So all of that is, yeah. So I would say to you, Jenny, like, give me like a month. It could be even by the Hot Cocoa Walk, but you'll definitely already see on our social media that our social media is starting to see this new rebrand, and we're starting to call things Experience Burlington. So, yeah, so it, you'll see it.
Now, this might not be, now, you know, I want listeners and your constituents to understand that I'm putting you on the spot here.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
But if someone says, I have 24 hours to spend in Burlington, give me things to do. Tell me exactly what I should do.
Ooh, Jenny, I know why you're doing this, because that's what happened to you on TV. I saw that interview. So first of all, if I had 24 hours, I would go to Sheila's for breakfast. Of course, you have to start there. And then I would take maybe a nice brisk walk on one of our beautiful walking paths. Even in the winter, it's, you know, put on some skis or just walk through the snow. Then I would go to Fred's for burgers, or you could go to the main event, which is awesome. Archives also is a new place in town. Amazing food. You could go to, I'm just thinking about, oh, Hanson's for ice cream, of course, because they're, and they have a new candy shop upstairs. Phenomenal. Like one of those old fashioned candy shops, super cute. You could go across the street to Coats and Cottons. Great. Do a little shopping for some trendy clothes. There's also the Water Lily Blueberries. Madame Cora is my daughter's favorite, like quirky little place for your teenagers. I'm going to just do one little shout out for any teens that like to thrift. Thrifting is really big right now. And we have Love Inc., which has that like big thrift shop. Super fun to find bargains. Reinemann's, great place for like anything that you might need. Anyways, and then take a little walk through downtown. On the way out of town, maybe go to, there's so many bars and places for, maybe go to Chris's for a quick little cheap drink or, Rustic Root, phenomenal drinks, really good Sazeracs. Great food, by the way, if you just want a nicer dinner. Los Compounders, if you want some excellent Mexican. You can always stop at the top, like I would say the Top Museum. It's kind of a quirky little joint for kids. It's only open a little bit. Take a walk through the parks, maybe stop at the library. What else would I do in Burlington? Gosh, I know I'm forgetting something.
Of course, but I think you gave a great list, and it proves that you are a wonderful cheerleader for Burlington. And Experience Burlington. So I just appreciate MT Boyle, Executive Director of the Burlington Area Chamber of Commerce, being our guest today. Thank you so much, MT.
Oh, Jenny, it's so good to see you as usual, or I should say talk to you. So
great.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. My next guest is Dave Strash, President of the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, thank you. And Dave, tell me a little bit about you and what path you took to arrive as president of the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce.
Sure. I'm a lifelong Kenoshan, born and raised. One of my jokes, although it's true, is you want to know how local I am. I now live on 24th Avenue. That's the farthest away from Lake Michigan I've lived ever in my life. So I'm almost a West Sider now. Once you cross 22nd Avenue, I mean, you know, it's a whole different world. But anyway, my path to the chamber is probably sounds like the way it should be, although it's actually unique. Most of my career was in outside sales, business to business sales right here in this market. It started with after a short stint right out of high school with the Walgreens downtown store, landed in my first outside sales job in the world of advertising with Jones Intercable. For those who remember Jones Intercable before it became, I think we're to Spectrum now, but the big one was to when it switched to Time Warner. But anyway, so I was in outside sales selling advertising, selling the TV commercials to local businesses. And my first foray with the chamber was a suggestion from my supervisor to join at the time there was an organization called the Kenosha Retail Association. And it was made up of local business owners and media that it was under the umbrella of the chamber, though. It was an arm of the chamber. And it didn't take me long to realize I'm in the room with the people I want to talk to on a daily basis. And it just made it much easier to open doors. So selfishly speaking, it made it much easier to open doors to see those people, the decision makers, on if they were going to maybe want to advertise in the world of TV. From there, I was able to, I moved to a local broadcast TV station, WHKE TV 55. Then I became like an ambassador with the chamber. I found more ways to be more involved with the chamber. I believe in what they were doing, but it also, again, selfishly helped me in my career path. From there, I was then in print advertising for quite a few years with Happenings Magazine, Kenosha News. And then eventually I made it to this job in point in my career. I got on the board of directors off being an ambassador and whatnot. So that sounds like a chronological order that should take place, but really that's not the norm. My predecessors were, there was a search done and whatnot, and quite a few predecessors came from outside the area. I had to apply for the position, and because they did do a search, and I interviewed, I had to do a PowerPoint presentation, I had to do, you know, all kinds of different things, just like the other candidates, and luckily, they chose me because I knew I would like this job, but I love this job. And the reason being is I get to promote Kenosha business. And as I said before, I'm a lifer, so, and that's never going to change. So it's just, it's easy for me. It comes easy to be pro Kenosha.
Great. People always, I've never left Kenosha either, although I've worked outside the community, but I used to tell people, I think there's some sort of border patrol that doesn't let me leave. But that's great. So, but really your career was built around finding out, talking to businesses, finding out their needs and trying to service those needs so that they could grow customers. I mean, what a better way to direct your abilities and talents than to the chamber. I mean, it was really.
Right. No, it was kind of a natural progression, no doubt about it. You know, I'd like to say I could see it coming, but now in hindsight, I can see the path and it makes sense. Absolutely. But you, I guess, you know, it isn't the norm to like, okay, you know, like when I retire someday, I don't know that they're going to look to the board of directors for their next chamber president, you know, and they weren't necessarily looking to the board of directors. I just happened to be on it at the time. I obviously recused myself from anything that had to do with finding the next president because I knew I was throwing my hat into the ring. But so, yeah, in hindsight, it makes perfect sense, but it still isn't really the norm to get here. So,
well, tell people more about what a chamber of commerce does. What is its constituency? What's its role?
So we're a member business organization. If we wouldn't exist, we're not funded by the city, the county, the state, or federal governments. You know, a lot of people, there's a lot of confusion, and it's I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's understandable. That because people don't know, but they think we're an arm of the city or the county or whatever. And so it's easily explained. We're 106 years old, and it's all based on our members, though. If all of our members decided to up and say, hey, we no longer want to be members anymore, we, you know, just like any business, we'd go out of business. So our job is to keep our members happy to the point of, when their dues come due again, it's a no-brainer for them to re-up. It's very simplistic, and there's many more reasons, but one of our claims to fame is, and why we have a solid membership. By the way, we're at 720 members right at the moment. It's a large, you know, membership base. is our networking. We provide opportunities to network with each other. And that's one of my favorite things. It's just like when I used to sell advertising and a customer ran an ad and then they told me they specifically got business because so-and-so saw their commercial, saw their print ad, whatever the case may be. Sometimes in print, the world of print, believe it or not, even to this day, this modern day we live in, people will still clip out the ad and put it on the refrigerator. And I had customers tell me, because they didn't believe me at first, that sure enough, 4 months later, 6 months later, they get a call from whomever saying, you know, I need new siding on my home or I need whatever. And I saved your number from the Kenosha News ad or from the Happenings ad, you know, months ago. That's what gets me excited and like fulfilled. You know, I feel full of like, okay, we did what we were supposed to do. The same holds true with the chamber in that I can tell you I have home restoration companies. You know, if you had mold in your home or you had a small fire or whatever, and you need a restoration company to come out and fix that, well, they want to talk to plumbers and mechanical contractors because those plumbers are going to see that and they're going to need to reach out to somebody, and vice versa. The restoration company sees the reason why this person has mold in their home is the leaky pipe. Now they do business with each other. They tell me that we met at a business after five. We call each other weekly. You know, now when I run into this, I call him. When he runs into this, he calls me. And that's across the board. There's many, many, many examples. And that's what really gets the chamber excited that we're doing what we're supposed to do. We get our members together, whether it's, electronically through, email blasts or virtual events, but more and more since COVID's basically over, more and more in person, you know, we provide opportunities to get together in person and shake hands and exchange cards and tell each other story to each other. And lo and behold, people are, you know, it creates more business to business activity here in town. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we try to do. Of course, we now have also tried to reach out to John Q Public through social media. We want the public. We need to bring the public out to our members that need the public. There are members that need you and I as individuals and our families to support their business. But then there's also those people who don't need me as the chamber president. They don't need me as Dave Strash, the individual. They want to tell me about their business and services because the chamber might have a need for their copy or their paper supply or whatever the case may be, but they don't necessarily cater to me as the local individual in my family. So we try to touch all those bases and do all that. We have other events that we have a foundation that gives away a minimum of four $2,500 scholarships a year. And so we have events that center around networking, like a golf outing and a fishing outing and things like that. We brought in a mini golf outing last year for the non-golfer, and we had a lot of fun with that. We're going to build upon that. But again, and then those proceeds go to benefit the foundation, which allows us to award these scholarships. And one of the catches, it's for any graduating senior. However, the catch is you need to have some form. We stretch it pretty thin. We don't want to turn any child away, any graduating senior away yet. You have to have some connection to one of our memberships. You're either employed there, your mom and dad are employed there, your aunt and uncle are employed there, so on and so forth. So you have a connection to a chamber member to be eligible for the scholarships.
How much scholarship money do you give away each year?
So a minimum of four $2,500 scholarships. Last year, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors and participants and the success of those events, we were able to give away five. We hope to never go backwards, but our guarantee, our motto, if you will, is a four. So $10,000 a year. Last year was $12,500. We hope to build upon that.
Great. Is your reach as the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce, is it countywide?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. But yes, that's another small battle I've inherited. And that's not to say my predecessor didn't have the same battle and try. But we are making concerted efforts to let the entire county know we're their chamber. Now there is a Twin Lakes chamber and we collaborate with them and we love them and they love us. And there always has been, as far as I know, a Twin Lakes chamber. But for Kenosha and Kenosha County, we are the, that's why we include the word area in our name. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that hits home with everybody, but we are making a concerted effort, especially for west of the eye. But we're Pleasant Prairie's chamber, we're Summers chamber, Kenosha's chamber, but we do run into that. So you're that downtown organization. And it's like, no, well, we love downtown, don't get me wrong, but we also love Luisa's Pizza out in Wheatland, and we love Hartnell Chevrolet in Salem, and so on and so forth, just as much, you know, so.
Absolutely. So you mentioned some of the events. What are some of your, you have a big event next month, don't you?
Yes, we do. Hopefully everybody knows it, but if you don't know it, it's called Expo. It's our home and health show, and it's out at the Petretti Fieldhouse at UW Parkside. This year, it'll be Saturday and Sunday, March 11th and 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Our main sponsors, our presenting sponsors, if you will, are Lynch Chevrolet, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and WLIP AM 1050. So we're very excited. We're going to have well over 100 booths. It's last year was a tremendous success, as most of them are. And so we're building off of last year, and it's going well. With a month to go, we don't want to rest on our laurels, but we feel we're in really strong position for another good year. Now we just hope and pray for, I know this sounds funny, but we can't have too nice of weather, and we can't have too bad of weather. We need that cloudy and 37 degree day. No rain, no snow, but if it's 55 or 60, people are going to want to, understandably so, want to do something outdoors. We need them to want to go out and do something, but we need them to want to come to UW Parkside and come back indoors for a nice walkthrough to see all of our exhibitors. So very excited for that. It's one of our big events. It's been going on for, shame on me for not knowing the exact number, but I want to say over 30 years now. So.
Mm-hmm. And maybe tell people a little bit about what to expect at the expo if they've not been. It is a tremendous event and must be very time consuming to put on.
Oh, sure. But we have a great committee that helps our myself and our chamber team out in planning and carrying it out. We need a lot of volunteers, but you know, we're getting that all put together. But I'll tell you, the attendee can expect if you need anything improved on your home, you can expect to be able to pin one or more exhibitors against each other, because you can get windows, siding, roofing, plumbing, you can get your bathroom remodeled, you can get new carpeting, you can get new heating and air conditioning. That will definitely be covered. We also have other services in the area, you know, insurance agents and you name it. We have a number of our handyman services. Some of our fine banks and credit unions will be there, so on and so forth. We have some fantastic nonprofits will be there, about being able to tell you about their services to the area and what that entails. We have a family activity area with a number of nonprofits in that area, but also everything, each one of those booths is based on family activities that, you know, you in services that you can go to for your family, from health to just family fun, so on and so forth. And speaking of health, we have a health fair, which is sponsored by Aurora, and you can get a number of screenings that if you went, you might normally have to pay for, but you can get your blood pressure checked and some other things, hearing checked and whatnot, that will be provided for free to those who attend. Cancer Treatment Centers of America is bringing, I have a good word that they're bringing Nolan the colon, a walkthrough inflatable colon you'll be able to go through. So, I mean, talk about family fun. There you go. Well, other activities, X-Golf will be there. That's a virtual golfing system. So I'm sure, I don't know 100% for sure, but I'm sure they'll have a simulator set up, and you can take some wax at a golf ball on some famous courses from across the country. The list goes on and on. And, you know, I wish I could list them all off, but we're talking over 100, well over 100. So. Mm-hmm.
And again, that's the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce Expo Home and Health Show, March 11th and 12th at UW Parkside. Yes. the Petretti, is it the Petretti?
Petretti Fieldhouse, yep, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. Great. We'll have the Great Kenosha Raffle there as well. Grand prize is $1,000 cash. And there will be all kinds of other surprises in gift basket prizes. We put our baskets together with a minimum of $100 value for people to win. We had, I want to say, over 30, 35 gift baskets last year. We also had a rolling tool chest from Snap-on last year. We don't know if anything along those lines we'll have this year, but we will have the $1,000 cash prize. And all the raffle proceeds go directly to the aforementioned foundation to benefit that scholarship program. So
wonderful. Again, you are listening to WGTD FM 91.1. I'm Jenny Tunkeys. You're listening to Community Matters. And on the second portion of our program today, we're talking to Dave Strash, who is the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce president. And we're talking about all the great things that the Kenosha Area Chamber does in Kenosha. Dave, Kenosha businesses had, like everywhere in the entire universe, a lot of difficulty over the past couple of years. In Kenosha in particular, not only was everyone faced with COVID and that the changing dynamics with that, but also we had the civil unrest in downtown Kenosha and some spillover into, you know, obviously impact to uptown and other areas. How is Kenosha and Kenosha area businesses, how are they doing post all of those difficulties? Where are we at right now?
I would say we're in a very good spot. In my short time here, I've been here in July, I'll be here 2 years in this position. We had the Rittenhouse verdict and whatnot, and I got on as many interview opportunities as I could to be able to say that, I didn't think there would be any unrest regardless of how that verdict came down. That was kind of the last hurrah, if you will. I don't know if hurrah is really a good word to use, but I didn't think, regardless of how that verdict came down, I didn't think there'd be any more unrest. I think our leaders, our protectors in the city, police and sheriff's department that do a wonderful job every day, that they were going to be able to nip it in the bud if anything did happen or tried to happen again. You know, what occurred was unheard of. You know, I mean, nobody could picture that. And so any naysayers to how, you know, our local enforcement and state enforcement happen, you know, nobody could predict that was what was going to happen. And I think they did a great job and they got it under control over time. And therefore, I really don't see that as being an issue in this area again. And I think our businesses have, they realize that, and they're rebuilding and reopening. We have some buildings downtown still that I wouldn't say have damage, but they're still boarded up. And it'd be great if the landlords, the business building owners in those cases could remove the boards. But in a couple of cases, I happen to know, because that's been a request, I happen to know that they are trying, they're still remodeling inside, not due to damage from the riots. They're choosing to remodel to make their storefronts that much more attractive to potential future leasers or buyers. So if a visitor came to town and they still saw that, they might still think that's a leftover, but you know, we know that it's not. So getting back to the original question, I think we're in a really good point position. I think we've come out of that stronger than ever. The efforts by my predecessor and the downtown bid organization, the DKI, Downtown Kenosha Inc., their efforts were reaping the rewards of their efforts back then. I'll say that. I hope we never have another COVID situation and we never have the civil unrest situation, but I am fortunate enough to have a blueprint on how to potentially handle that situation thanks to my predecessor. He was the one here at the time. I was on the board, but he had to handle that situation and he did a great job. So I have a blueprint to handle that again, should it happen again, but I don't, just like my dad used to joke, I have life insurance, but I never want to use it. So I have a blueprint I hope I never have to refer to.
Right. So it really does look like Kenosha businesses have rebuilt and are generally doing much better, stronger. I see a lot of activity, a lot of people at businesses. It seems like things are going well.
Absolutely. And I got to tip my cap to the city, to the county, to people who stick their neck out there and do things like all the concert series at the Bandshell and Peanut Butter and Jam, the concert series. And I don't want to just single out music because there's so many other activities, but those types of things got us back to normal, air quotes, normal, quicker than I think a lot of communities would have gotten there. I think it was a collaborative effort by business, residents, and our government. And that's what makes Kenosha great, you know. Yes. It's a big small town, you know, right. and it can't say enough good things about it.
I agree. So if my last question, somebody comes to you and they say, Dave, I have 24 hours to spend in Kenosha. Tell me what I absolutely have to do. And your members should not feel bad if you don't list them because I'm putting it on
the calendar. No, I gotcha. We'd start the day at one of our local breakfast diners and enjoy a garbage plate or something at one of those places. And then we'd probably take a bike ride or stroll down by the lake, of course, visit our museums, have lunch at a bar and grill somewhere in town, maybe, whether it's by the lake or somewhere else in town. There's so many locally owned and operated eateries in town that are just to die for. Then in the evening, perhaps we'd catch a band if we're talking in the summer. Maybe in the afternoon we catch a round of golf at one of our county, city or county courses, or one of our, you know, more privately owned courses as well. There we've got beautiful golf. Then we could catch a kingfish game. And then a late night, maybe hit Big Star or the Spot for a late night snack. And you'd go to bed extremely full, like it was Thanksgiving, but happy as could be. So I think that would be one version, and I'm sure I could come up with 8 other versions, but that wouldn't be a bad day right there.
No, I agree. I agree. That all sounds like a lot of fun. So, Dave, how can someone reach you and the chamber if they have more questions about what's going on here in Kenosha, and if they need a business for any particular need?
We're here to help in any way, shape, or form. You can visit our website at KenoshaAreaChamber.com, I'm glad we have this simple number. It's so simple, I can remember it. You can give us a call at 262-654-1234. 262-654-1234. Very easy to remember. And we're here to help both our public with their needs and more importantly our businesses, whether you're a member or not, we're here to help.
Great. Well, Dave, thank you so much for being my guest today on Community Matters.
Jenny, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity. It was a true pleasure, and I really appreciate it.
Thanks. You have been listening to Community Matters. I'm Jenny Tunkies. This is WGTD HD FM 91.1. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Community Matters. All programs are archived at WGTD.org. Click shows. This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.